morning to all of you that are out there listening. And those that are here, good afternoon to those that are listening to some of you. Or even good evening. In other words, hello. Yo, some thoughts were going through my head, bouncing around in there. There was a king in Israel whose pride was great. And he showed the world all the great things that they had, all the gold. And the enemy came in and stole the gold, stole all the gold shields from the soldiers in the temple. And rather than getting on his face and asking God to forgive him, he made shields of brass. The Bible's talking about the shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts of the devil. What quenches fire? Water. The baptism that you received in water was not a baptism of repentance. That's brass. It was a baptism into the body of Christ. That's gold. See, as long as you are seeking repentance and your faith is based upon whether you feel you're forgiven or not, you'll operate with shields of brass, which will not quench the fiery darts of the devil. They will continually come against you. But if you have the shield of gold, which is the water of that baptism into the body of Christ, then you can stand firm in the grace of God and know that all your sins are forgiven and know that you, being in the body, have the very of God. Then you will have that faith as a grain of mustard seed. To have that faith is to reject the world. You have to reject the world. Over here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You can only do that when you are standing in your faith in the body of Christ. You can't do that standing in the world. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Some of you have known me a long time. And you've seen my actions. You've seen how I work. You've seen how I operate. And you've seen the power of God through me. And you that have been here a long time should be able to go forth and find those who will be faithful and teach them also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now Steve went through this. I'm not going to try to improve upon what he did this morning. He did a very good job. The Lord was with him. But you know, sometimes the hardness that you have to endure is yourself. It's not just the hardness that comes against you from others. It's yourself. It's your pride. It's your selfishness. It's your flesh wanting its own way to do its own thing. It's judging others with an unrighteous judgment, a judgment according to the flesh, and not a judgment according to God. It's seeing someone do something that you don't approve of or you don't think is right, and your flesh wells up and you resent that person or you hate that thing. And how do you know that's happening? How do you know? Sometimes you know because the body will tell you. Sometimes you'll know because the body will show that weakness. You'll get weak. You get feverish. You get faint. You get dizzy. You get sick. And there's no physical reason for it. Now, I'm not here to tell you that every time somebody gets sick, that that's what it's talking about. I'm talking about when there is no physical reason. Your body is suffering from your own pride and your own judgment. But if you rebuke that pride, you rebuke that judgment, and stand firm as a soldier of Christ, believing His word, taking the shield of faith, which is of gold, and not the shield of brass. The shield of gold is God's righteousness. The shield of brass is your own righteousness. Take that shield of brass, and you can defeat that enemy and be well. Amen. I'm done.